I'm very happy to be here to share with the state of Colorado their experience with our strategic action plan for access to mental health and substance abuse services. We can follow along in the PowerPoint as I present, but we're going to talk about the beauty of our action plan and how it can advance access for deaf and hard of hearing to mental health and substance abuse services in the state of Colorado. Working on our action plan, this is what this applies to. Next slide, please. We want to get something accomplished here. And we could either put reason aside or we could come up with a good reason for us to search for ways to get this action plan accomplished. During the time that we started our task force working on this, we got several resources that we partnered with to develop this. In 2008, about 2.5 years ago, this is when we started. What prompted this, there were two young deaf individuals in the jail who committed suicide, and they had no access to mental health care. And those two individuals are gone now. And so what we're requesting is that type of mental health. They've asked for mental health care assistance while they were in jail, and yet they didn't receive it and end up committing suicide and losing their lives. One person lived in the mountains who was serving jail time for 3 months. He was in there for a residential alcohol treatment. His court-ordered program to go to that residential alcohol treatment. However, they couldn't find a place for this person. So he was stuck in prison for 3 months because he couldn't have access to services. And that's what we're seeing, this disparity in this field. So what we're trying to do is shift focus on healthcare and behavioral healthcare and have a more emphasized focus on these areas of healthcare. The First Lady has developed a focus on mental health services and substance abuse as well. And this has opened up an opportunity for us. Of course, we see ongoing disparities in access to behavioral health care. We only have one center, a community-based center for mental health in the entire state of Colorado that provides direct services. Most deaf and hard of hearing individuals, of course, prefer direct services. Most of the time, they have to have services provided through interpreters or have no services provided. There are many other states, of course, that have a budget cuts in their funding. And so mental health and substance abuse services for consumers has reduced quite a bit. And so it's time to change that. We would prefer to have guidance through a mental health center. We do have guidance through the Mental Health Center of Denver. And this center does provide direct services to deaf and hard of hearing individuals. Also, we have support from the Division, the Board of Behavioral Health, Division of Behavioral Health funding our task force work. We wouldn't be able to do our work without that funding, so we appreciate that. When you think of this topic, what does this bring to our mind? Well, there are many people in the field who basically are stuck. You know, we're prisoners of our own doom. We have consumers who need mental health and substance abuse services and who are not able to empower themselves. And they really, you know, they just accept whatever they receive. And so we have policymakers who are trying to develop policies to take care of the needs of the deaf and hard of hearing population, to feel that their needs are being met, but currently they're not. Providers of mental health and substance abuse services obviously want to provide the best services possible to their consumers. However, this community doesn't have all the resources that they need. Or the expertise as well. They don't have expertise, the service providers on deafness and so forth. And so that's what this slide is trying to represent, is trying to get all these people together in the same room to work on a strategic action plan. Next slide, please. Now, the deaf and hard of hearing community leaders have approached the commission, or our Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing, wanting time to focus on this issue of providing services for deaf and hard of hearing with mental health and substance abuse. And we've done an informal survey related to this, and this has been discussed with the commission. We also have state representatives working on the task force as well. The Division of Behavioral Health Care, Health Care and Policy and Funding Department, or Finance Department, dealing with Medicaid, all these individuals are members that have been involved in this task force. Mental and health and substance abuse providers have been involved with the task force. So we have this entire group. We pulled in individuals who could facilitate our task force, to facilitate the meetings and to run them, to be cultural sensitive, and have all these individuals involved on the task force. To have different individuals, deaf and hearing on the task force, obviously brings up specific communication issues and needs for the group to work together, and it's important to maintain a pace where everybody can be involved and participate. We had a 4.5-day meeting. We also have contracted with the policy assessment analysts, and they've been very valuable individuals who have been involved in our group in coming up with this strategic action plan. And then the Center for Systems Integration has been involved as well. Yes. No. During the course of our meetings, this 4.5-day meeting that we had, we went through this strategic action plan process, and no doubt many of you are familiar with this process, but we can review some of that as well. First, we have a literature review. We gathered information from other states related to service providers, discussing best practices, gathering this type of information in the CSI, since the systems integration has been involved in doing this work. At a national resource, statewide delivery service provided, and just a general white paper related to mental health and substance abuse services. We've gathered all that information and shared it with our task force. Talking about analysis. The literature that has been proposed to us, we've looked it over, examined it, and set up our priorities for the state. We've looked for funding as well, and where the funding would come from, revenue, what the revenue stream would be for funding. We've looked at that. And we also have looked at what the best practices are for mental health and substance abuse services. And see the rest of the slide there. Talking about the stakeholders. Talked about the literature review and the analysis. Obviously, this is very important that we have the stakeholders involved as well in this process. This is key. We've sent out surveys to consumers, service providers, policymakers, state individuals, community-based providers that have sent out surveys and collected information from them and compared it with what we've seen from other states and what they provide. We've conducted interviews with key individuals, state-level people, community-based mental health service providers. And that has helped us to make comparisons to set up a plan as to how the needs of this population can be covered. And we've also provided a rough draft of statutes to the stakeholders to review as well. Now, in our action plan, we have clearly identified what we would say are definitions of deaf and hard of hearing. Is it uppercase deaf, lowercase deaf, a blind deaf blind, late deafened? All of this has been included. When we talk about deaf and hard of hearing, it incorporates all individuals, all parts of the continuum. And we see quite a diversity within the deaf and hard of hearing community, and we try to recognize their individual needs. These are key factors of our action plan. Talking about a support system in order to help our action plan to succeed. What are the critical elements that need to be involved? What is the structure, the governance that needs to be involved in dealing with the disparity in mental health and behavioral health care? And the healthcare policy and funding department as well being involved. And we also need to have standards for services provided. This is important to provide quality services. And that we must have consumers and their families involved as well. I mean, we learn every day from these individuals, the actual consumers and their families, to provide the best services possible. Certainly, we would not want to exclude them. And this is what's included in our strategic action plan. This is the statewide system. This is eventually what we want to continue to work towards. To have technical assistance in education and as a center for that education, and then to network within the mental health and substance abuse field as well. Also to recognize people who are involved in the system, you know, various levels of support and advocacy from that. This way we'll be able to see that our action plan is based here on this link. So you can look at this link here. We know that often when we create our white paper or our action plan, sometimes we just put it in the file and collect dust, and that's not true for us. This is something that we're continuing to work on, that we're planning to implement this strategic action plan now. And the Daylight Project, after we've completed our action plan, we look forward to receiving... Okay, that's the interpreter. They did receive funding from the Department of Human Services. Statewide strategic action plan using this funding. And so we've been working on this and completing our work thus far up to this point, and this project should be completed this coming June. And Anita Cohen is on our team, and she's going to explain more about the Daylight Project.